Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt today, and I have a couple of women that I'd like you to meet this morning. Joining us right now is Jennifer Conroy. And Jennifer, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Wendy. How are you?
I'm great. We're going to talk about fluid running. You are the founder of Fluid Running, and if people are not familiar with it, could you explain?
Yeah, fluid running is a deep water running workout offered in the Chicago western suburbs and then also as an app-based version. And it's essentially, I always say to people, like, think of like a Peloton class or a spin class, but you're in the water, flotation belt around your waist, and you're running to intervals, sprints and different movements. But like I said, essentially deep water running. I created it as a runner to mimic land running on but in the water, getting all the benefits of running on land with your extra resistance of the water.
Yes. And all right. So that's a harder way to do it. Plus, there's you're not pounding on the pavement. And you founded this because you had an injury. I know water therapy is great for injuries. And this is also a great exercise. Now, I want to bring in one of your great instructors, Marcy Dunn, joining us. Yep. Hi, Marcy.
Yes. Hi, Wendy.
All right. Now, girls, you are coming together to raise money for your friend. Marcy, you're going to be participating in the world's first ever fluid running marathon coming up on September 8th. And tell us about Michelle.
So Michelle is a great friend who was one of my students when I first started to teach about 12 years ago. And at this point, she is unable to do pretty much anything on land. She's lost the use of her right leg. And the one thing that she can still do is fluid run.
So you said, you know what, I'm going to help you out. We're going to try and raise a little bit of money, let's say like $100,000 for ALS. And the first ever fluid running marathon will be happening. Give us the details on this.
So it's September 8th. It's at the LaGrange Field Club in LaGrange. And we've got Michelle's husband's band. My daughter Josie Dunn is going to be singing. We've got food and beer and wine and pop. And there's also a tennis event happening also to raise money for ALS. It's going to be an amazing day. I get in the water at about 7:30, and then people have donated and can be a part of the first ever fluid running marathon. So they'll get in the water with me for 1 hour intervals.
This is a great thing you're doing. Michelle Crom is her name. And when did she develop ALS? And am I imagining things, or does ALS seem to be happening more frequently?
So ALS is happening. I think we're hearing about it more. She was diagnosed about a year and a half ago, and it's a tricky one to diagnose. We need a lot of funding for research to find genetic codes, and we're trying to figure out why it's happening. There's no rhyme or reason. They haven't figured out the patterning to ALS yet.
Well,
so,
Well, you're doing a great thing, and, you know, I'm from LaGrange. I want to help out as best I can, and if listeners aren't going to go to the event, say they can't make it to the LaGrange Field Club on September 8th between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m., they can still donate and need to raise $100,000 for ALS. This isn't only going to help Michelle, but you do have it separated into different groups who will benefit from this, Marcy?
Yeah, so we have five different pots that we're collecting the money in. Some of them are local, and they help Michelle directly and people like Michelle who are right in our community. And then some of them are bigger, like the big, large ALS Foundation Association. And those help with research and with other kinds of things like that.
How long are you going to be in the water doing this, Marcy?
4.5 beautiful hours. I'm going to get out like a prune, but I don't care. It's all in the name of ALS.
Well, you're doing a great thing. And Jennifer, for people who are interested in fluid running, there's no age limit, right? I mean, older people can do it. People who are, do you have to be a great athlete to participate in fluid running?
You do not. That's the beautiful thing. We have high school students all the way up to the Oak Brook Park District. We actually have a senior class where we have 70 and 80 year olds doing it. So it's truly a workout that anybody can do. We say you're essentially floating, you're weightless when you're in the water. So all athletic abilities, physical abilities can do fluid running.
And Jennifer Conroy, founder of Fluid Running, how do people find out more? Is there a website you can send them to?
Yeah, for fluidrunning.com for fluid running, or fluidrunning.com/ALS for all the information about our events and how to register and to donate.
Absolutely. We'll put a link up as well. And Marcy Dunn, good luck for you. And I hope you don't, your fingers don't get too pruny after you're in the water for so long.
Thank you, Wendy.
Absolutely. And God bless Michelle. And, you know, I keep thinking of Steve McMichael and, you know, ALS. So if you'd like to donate, if you can't make it, go to fluidrunning.com/ALS and help these women raise $100,000 for ALS. Good luck to you guys. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Wendy. Have a great day.
You as well.